Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Max rolling the show out today. We appreciate it.
Did you hear the news? Eddie Money passed away.
Oh. No.
Yeah. Esophageal cancer, I think, has died at the age of 70. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Two Tickets to Paradise, Take Me Home Tonight. Big, big Money Man fan. I love me some Eddie Money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, he passed away, I guess, last night, according to multiple sources, at the age of 70.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I liked Eddie Money.
He had a bunch of hits. Big fan.
Oh, yeah, he was good. Okay. Well, on that note.
Right. Sorry.
Let's move to something a little more positive. And the Syndio Twitter question of the day brought to you each and every day by Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita.
All right. Your team needs a 4th-and-18 conversion. And assuming it's not a dump down to your running back, which of these quarterbacks do you want throwing it? Now, you can't run, you can't punt, and you're not going to get a pass interference. So of these quarterbacks that you got to have a deep down the field throw to complete, to keep things going, who you taking? Jameis Winston, and this was yesterday, by the way, before the game started. Jameis Winston, Cam Newton, Josh Allen, or Eli Manning? Now, John said, would it be silly to say if I can't get a top-tier guy, I'd rather have Lamar Jackson than any of these guys. He might be able to scramble for 18. No, he can't scramble for 18. You got to throw it. You got to vote for one of these guys that's throwing it, being accurate. That's the point. These guys aren't very accurate, but if you had to have one of them, who are you going to take?
Well, that's a good one.
Eric says, if the blocking is good, Eli by a mile. By the way, watching his football game, am I crazy seeing that Jameis Winston looks a lot better than Cam Newton by a mile?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Dan apparently didn't get the joke. He said, come on, man, the answer is Patrick Mahomes every time. I said, the fun of this exercise is that the four are inaccurate and you have to pick one. Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes are no fun. That was me in response.
We get that,
right,
Dan. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah, you'd like to have Aaron Rodgers, but you don't. You got to take one of these guys. 40% say Eli Manning is their guy to be accurate on a downfield throw when you have to have it. 33% Cam Newton. And for those that didn't vote this morning, they might want to have that one back. 21% say Josh Allen. Only 7% would trust Jameis Winston with a long downfield throw. I would argue that that's the one thing he's pretty good at.
Yeah.
Air yards and completions with, you know, the guys like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin was good last night. But anyway, Eli Manning is the leader so far of a inaccurate quartet of quarterbacks if you have to make one big throw.
Are you bullish on Josh Allen?
I'm okay on Josh Allen.
Okay,
bullish,
so you're kind of, flatline on Josh Allen. Maybe a little better than that?
Maybe a little better than that, yeah. I'm a little bit on the good side of Josh Allen doing NFL quarterback things. He pulled it down and ran it a lot last year when stuff hit the fan. And he's a load. He's a big dude. But I like Josh Allen more than not, put it that way.
Yeah, I think that would be how I feel.
He's kind of hidden up there in Buffalo, so we don't see a lot of him, and they're not going to make a lot of highlights, although that Jets game was kind of a effort and futility where the Bills kind of hung on by their fingernails, won by the skin of their teeth. and the defense stepped up for them. They play the Giants this week. They're actually favored over the Giants, the Buffalo Bills are, by 1.5.
Hmm.
So they got a – the Bills have a chance to go to 2-0.
Yeah.
There's a survey undertaken by alcohol.org looking at the drinking habits of NFL fans. You care to guess one of the two drunkest NFL fan bases on average of drinks per sitting on game day?
Oh, my Lord. I didn't realize we had this
kind of... I didn't either, but apparently we do.
This kind of data. Let's see.
There are two that are tied for first, or most.
Oakland.
Oakland is one of them, yes. Good call.
That much I can assure you.
The other makes sense when you think about it. The Saints.
Yeah,
because Saints fans are, you know, in the Big Easy where you get it.
Mm-hmm.
They average 4.5 drinks per setting on game day. Raiders and Saints fans, I don't know how they measured this or how truthful people were, but alcohol.org said the Raiders and Saints have the drinkiest fans in the NFL. There is a 1-2-3-8-way tie for second, averaging 4 drinks per setting on game day. Chiefs fans are among them. Chiefs,
bingo.
Chiefs, Redskins, Buccaneers, 49ers, Jets, Packers, Bills, Bears. Average four drinks.
Chiefs fans, Chiefs would be in there only because the amount of time that they actually tailgate. There is no better tailgate experience in the NFL than Arrowhead Stadium. Period.
Bills and Packers fans are kind of legendary for their tailgates, too. Oh, so I can understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I get you. It's an art form in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best. I really do. And when you walk through the and it's a very hospitable crowd, too. It is always, anytime I walk through the crowd at Arrowhead, it's stunning to me. Hey, come on, have a beer with us. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like, okay, well.
Hey, stranger.
I guess.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Can't do it right now, but maybe on the way back. Hey, we'll be here, don't worry. And they are, my God. So, it's a lot of fun.
I got to say, if given the choice of tailgating, I'm talking about Arrowhead here, tailgating for a Chiefs game and then going in and then coming back. If I had a TV or some way to watch the game in the parking lot, is it crazy for me to say that I wouldn't even want to go in?
Oh, no, I don't think that's crazy. I mean, I don't think I'd spend the money to have a ticket and not go in.
Well, right, but
it's not
right.
But
if I had a parking spot only.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. And there are people that do that. There are people in Kansas City that do that.
Do they still allow that? Have they? I want to say I remember maybe there's been, not legislation, but rules that you can't just tailgate.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
I'm, for some reason, I'm thinking that that's a thing. Colts fans, by the way, are the least drinky fans on average. They only have 2 drinks per sitting. Indianapolis Colts, drink the less apparently of all fan bases. Because, you know, you don't want to drink too much in Indy because you want to fully enjoy the winter weather after you walk out of that dome in Indianapolis. So alcohol.org with a little bit of minutia and how much NFL fans drink in one sitting on a game day.
You know, it's I was just sitting here thinking about this, and it's on a totally different subject, and so sorry.
That's all right.
I'm gonna switch it up on you because we were talking about Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not there yet. We probably need to do this maybe next year at this time. But how about an early pulse check on that quarterback class of 2018? Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Mason Rudolph, Luke Falk. Who else was in that? Ryan Finley. That was supposed to be, yeah. I mean, that was supposed to be a hellacious class. And I guess right now, if you stop to think about it, Josh Allen's quarterbacking a team. Baker Mayfield is a starting quarterback. Sam Darnold is a starting quarterback. And Lamar Jackson is. But how dynamic has it been? Pretty good.
Might have to wait. The jury's still out on a few of them. But
yes, Josh. Yeah, because Josh Rosen appears to be a bust at this point, right? So I think Mason Rudolph still has a chance probably to be a player in this league. But so really from a standpoint of four of the five guys that we talked about a lot are starting in the NFL, it's pretty good. Yeah. But how many of them are franchise quarterbacks?
Maybe only one right now.
Maybe only one. Maybe. That's how hard it is to do this in the NFL. All right, let's get to some Major League Baseball. We're about 25 minutes away from State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week, week three of our picks with the State Farmers. We'll talk a little baseball as we continue. Shane and Bruce rolling with you. Max takes us to break. It is Sports Daily on a Friday.
Fantastic Fridays are going down at
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.